Chapter 63. Pharaoh. Hernandez leaned against the wall, staring through the glass into the private room at Mount Sinai Hospital. Pharaoh stood beside her, watching the nurses as they removed tubes, needles, and monitors from the recently deceased body of Frank Quinn.
"Now it's a homicide," said Hernandez.
"Looks like it," said Pharaoh.
They'd got a call from the hospital that Quinn had suffered another major setback. One of his lungs had collapsed, and the second one wouldn't hold on much longer. There was a chance, a small one, that he might wake before he died. In the end, Quinn never woke, and he'd died 5 minutes ago. Hernandez turned away, and Pharaoh followed. There was nothing more to be done in the hospital.
"Did you get a hold of Amanda White yet?"
"Not yet."
"Jesus. You got those lab results."
"I know. When I got them, I'll find her. What about the techs working on Quinn's computers?"
"Last I heard, they'd broken through the security protocols. We should have the results anytime."
Pharaoh's phone vibrated in his pocket. The caller ID said it was from a man he hadn't heard from in a long time.
"Dr. Marin, how are you?"
said Pharaoh.
"I'm all right, but I need your help with something right away. It's Ruth Gelman. Someone who knows her has contacted me, and they're concerned she's had some kind of breakdown or relapse. I'm on my way to an address in Brooklyn. I may need to have her committed."
"Committed? Is it that bad?"
"By the sounds of it, yes. Paranoid hallucinations? Exactly like the ones she had when she first came in to Kirby. Technically, I've discharged her. I would have to commit her involuntarily if she's not willing to consent to treatment, or if she's incapable of making that decision. I could have called the local precinct, but I know you visited her when she was here. She trusts you. It wouldn't hurt to have another familiar face when we show up at her apartment. Can you do it?"
"Give me the address,"
said Pharaoh.